And joining us now is former standout Ohio State Buckeye, and of course a former standout NFL running back, the great Eddie George, joining us here on Radio Row at Super Bowl 47. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoying being here. Been here for since Monday.
Okay.
So just working, making my rounds, and it's amazing to see the process and how this thing just starts to swell. Because Monday, nobody was in here.
It's very quiet.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
And now as we get closer to Sunday, the buzz is starting to generate. People are starting to come into town. You're starting to see a little bit of everybody, Warren Moon.
Yeah.
And you see Troy Aikman. You're seeing Michael Strahan. You're starting to see some celebrities coming in now. So I was like, oh, okay. Now the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. So it's cool. It really is. New Orleans, they do a good job of hosting.
They do.
I mean, they understand it. They host so many events here year in and year out, and they understand the infrastructure for it. They have everything in place. Really great city to host the Super Bowl. Awesome.
And it feels big in a Super Bowl in pretty much any mm-hmm. venue. Last year in Indianapolis, fantastic. But for some reason, it does feel better here, and there's a reason why.
It's a well-oiled machine.
Just come
right in. You just flow right into it.
That's
it is
right.
From food, entertainment, accessibility, everything is in close proximity to everything else. You know, there's not a lot of walking or parking. There's not a lot of hassle. So it just allows you to come in and just have fun and do your job. And that's it.
And part of your job, of course, you're an analyst for YahooSports.com, mm-hmm. And we encourage everybody to go there and check out your great work. So you take an analytical look at this thing, and you're making your rounds, obviously, throughout Radio Row and so forth. But one of the things I wanted to get to with you is the perspective that I don't think is talked about enough with this game. We focus on the quarterbacks, on how well Joe Flacco's playing the dynamic Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm. but the running game is getting short-shrifted here,
yeah.
And that's your wheelhouse. And I want you to tell me, let's start with the Ravens and how dynamic a guy Ray Rice is. What can we expect, and what do you think he could be doing on a game when so much focus is on the guys dropping back to throw?
I think that, well, first of all, the league has transitioned into a passing league over the last six, seven
right.
years. Everything runs through the quarterbacks. But they're not able to do what they can do without a Ray Rice or Frank Gore. And what Ray Rice brings to the table is not just his hard-nosed running in between the tackles, getting the hard 4, 5, and 6. But his ability to catch the ball out the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he still had over 500 yards receiving this
yeah.
year.
Yep.
And he's capable of doing that. He's a tenacious blocker. You know, when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, mm-hmm. and what he does without the focus on him. Those are the intangibles to give Flacco time to throw the ball down the field. And it just his energy and his spirit, his willingness. I mean, he's learned from Ray Lewis of what it's like to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really starting to embrace that and take on that role. So Ray Rice, to me, is a huge part of what they do and why Flacco was able to be successful. Because without that great play he had against, I guess it was the Colts, it was a 4th and 29, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
True.
So he's underrated, not appreciated enough, and I think he's going to be a huge factor in this game if Baltimore wins. Because if they can't run the football, it only will put more pressure on Joe Flacco, and he can't carry the game on his shoulders. Ray Rice can't.
And that's the other thing is when we look at the pressure that this 49er team can bring, Justin Smith, Alden Smith,
yeah.
and company, on Joe Flacco, if Ray Rice isn't mm-hmm. a presence, and that they don't have to worry about him because they've shut it down, then I think it's over. I mean, I don't think Flacco has a prayer of being able to do what he's done.
Right.
If they're able to do that, right?
And kudos goes out to Jim Caldwell as well.
I mean,
he has been fantastic with the play calling, really figuring out what are Joe Flacco's strengths, and it's not to pull him back and allow him to manage the game and not make mistakes, but being aggressive and throwing the ball down the field. His strength is getting that ball down to Torrey Smith and stretching the field vertically. And that opens up everything. Now you can get your intermediate game, you can get your pass, your short game going, and it's just vice versa. So Joe Flacco, he's good, like you said, when the pressure is not on him. He can just manage the game from his strengths versus just trying to having be methodical, moving the ball down the field, and playing, trying not to play mistake-free football.
Eddie George, YahooSports.com analyst, NFL analyst, Heisman Trophy winner from Ohio State. And, you know, when I think about your Heisman speech, it brings up the next point about the 49ers. You thanked your offensive line. You made sure to acknowledge the job they did for you. And I think any great running back understands that well, that it's not a one-man thing. In the case of Frank Gore and in the case of that line, and true with Colin Kaepernick as well, but that big physical line, that just looks like, to me, such a huge part of this game that as much as I respect the Ravens' defensive front, don't you think? I mean, they're pretty darn physical and big up there.
No, it's going to be interesting. It almost reminds me of the national championship game that we saw this year with Alabama's offensive line going up against the strength of Notre Dame's defensive front. And we're going to find out real early in this game, you know, who's going to have the matchup. I think the Ravens are healthier up front at the right time. They're starting to gel with Suggs coming back, not as healthy. Ray Lewis is healthy. So their front seven is formidable. But they're going up against a nasty offensive line that they fire off and they get to the second level better than any offensive line I've seen play. And that's why they're able to do that pistol offense and run a read option. And they understand that they're gelling really well right now. So that matchup, to me, is going to be intriguing, especially in the first two quarters of the game. If Frank Gore is ripping off runs 4, 5, 6, that's going to be a problem for Baltimore to hold on to that, because they're going right to the heart of their defense. If you can run on Baltimore, it's going to be an issue for them.
Can't let you go without talking some Buckeyes football with you. And just some thoughts on what Urban Meyer has going there and what's going forward there. I know you follow it closely.
Well, Urban coming in wanted to establish the culture, and he did just that. You know, got their attention, changed everything, changed the way they eat, the way they think, the way they prepare, challenged them every step of the way. Very different management style from Jim Tressel, who has a more decentralized type of philosophy. Urban is very hands-on. He's the type that's going to measure twice and cut once. And he's very intense. So the minute you walk into that facility, you're held to a high standard, and you'll be accountable every second of the way, whether you're weightlifting, whether you're watching film, if you're getting your treatment, whatever that is, he's going to hold you accountable to that. So he established that number one. Now he's out on the recruiting tour getting the right players for what he's trying to do.
Right.
And he's just been an amazing force at Ohio State so far, and we expect great things from him next year. Whether they go undefeated or not, I think they're going to be in the thick of things next year, because this team is going to get better. Braxton Miller has gotten better last year, but now you bring in the fact that he's going to bring in receivers. The running backs are a year under his system. The defensive line and the defense, they're under his system. So now they understand what it takes to win for Urban Meyer. Now they can take it and have true ownership of that and take it to the next level.
Eddie, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, my man.
He is Eddie George, Heisman Trophy winning running back from Ohio State, former standout NFL running back as well. Houston Oilers, then Titans, let me get that
right. That's right.
Dallas Cowboys. And he joins us here on Radio Row, Super Bowl, and read his great stuff, YahooSports.com. Tremendous analysis, NFL analysis from him as well. Super Bowl 47, Radio Row from New Orleans. Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.